Today's daf in Masechet Menachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Daf Tzadi Beit, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah right at the top of the daf. So now we're going to move from the Nesachim to something that sounds very similar, Semicha, as opposed to Nisach. And Semicha is, of course, the din that the person who's bringing the korban is supposed to lean on that korban with all of his weight. And that is a special thing that is done immediately before the shechita, and it's only done by the person that is getting the actual kapara from this korban and is an owner of the korban. So kol korbanot ha-tzibur, if it's a tzibur korban, there's no din of smicha except for two things. The par haba al kol ha-mitzvot, which is the par helam davar shel tzibur, where the Torah says beferish that the Sanhedrin who made the mistake, they have to be samach yadehem. So there's no question about that. And that does require smicha. And the soyer ha-mishtaleach on Yom Kippur, which also the Torah says that the Kohen Gadol is semech on that. Those are both korbanot tzibur, and they take smicha. Rabbi Shimon says, what about the sa'ir avodat kochavim? Remember that the par helam davar shel tzibur is used for all mistakes that Beis Din makes except for one. And that is where they made a mistake about the din of Avodah Zarah, and they were matir one type of thing or one type of Avodah Zarah, and it actually turned out to be an Isser Kares. So there we have the equivalent of a par helam davar shel tzibur, except that it changes its form. And instead of being a par, the chatas part is a soyer, which is called the soyer avodas kochavim, which we spoke about a lot of in Zvachim, and it's brought together with a par for an oila. Now, that soyer, says Rabbi Shimon, is the same as the par habal kol ha-mitzvahs. It's the carbon chatas that's brought by Sanhedrin, and it too requires smicha by the Sanhedrin. Kol korbanot ha-yachit tu'unim smicha, and all of the regular karbanas that a yochid is bringing, that all requires smicha except for three special cases, bechor, maaser, and a karban pesach. Now, what about someone who had set aside a karban and he died, leaving over the karban to his heir, and now that yoresh, does he do smicha? Yes, the Yoresh is considered to be the full owner, and therefore he's the one that does smicha. He's the one that brings the nesachim, if the nesachim weren't left over by the deceased, and he is the one that is able to do temura, because temura is only achieved by the person who is the one who is the boss of the korban and is going to be mischaper with it. Tanarapana. Kol korbanot ha-tzibur ein behem smicha. So let's go over that din of the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda that we saw in the Mishnah between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. Kol korbanot ha-tzibur ein behem smicha chutz mipar haba al kol ha-mitzvot usi'irei avodas kochavim. Oh, wow, divrei Rabbi Shimon. Now, over here, Rabbi Shimon's si'irei avodas kochavim take the place of the case in the Mishnah, which was the sa'ir of Yom HaKippurim, the sa'ir HaMishtaleach. Obviously he can't possibly say that we don't do smicha on the sa'ir HaMishtaleach if it's a beferish pasuk. V'samach Aaron et shtei yadav al rosh ha-sa'ir. It's impossible that he argues on that. Then we're going to have to understand what the machlokas over here is. So Rabbi Yehuda says, actually, I disagree with you. Si'irei avodat kochavim do not require smicha, ein behem smicha. And what do I put instead of them? Et mi avi tachtehem. I don't know why you need something instead of them, but the Gemara will talk about that in a moment. I'm going to actually take the place of your si'irei avodat kochavim with the surah hamishtaleach, which is, of course, the shita that we saw in our Mishnah. No, what did he mean when he said, what takes its place? Why does anything have to take its place? Is there a certain number that has to be fulfilled? Lo saki lo lo ba'aya, what? It's no good if I can't find a replacement? Ravina, yes. And that's precisely the idea. We have a Kabbalah that there are two smichos betzibur. So if the two smichos are Si'irei Avodes Kochavim and the Par Haba Kol HaMitzvot, then you're leaving out the Sar Mishtaleach. If you're taking out the Si'irei Avodes Kochavim, you've got to replace it with something. And that's why Reb Yehuda was being merameh to the fact that if I'm left only with the Sar, Par Haba Kol HaMitzvot, what am I going to replace to be the other one that we know, B'Kabbalah, Moshe MiSinai, that there's two? So I'm telling you, it is the Sar HaMishtaleach. That's the reason, and that was the remez, says Ravina in the Braita, that there is a minimum number that we know already as a given. So now let's go back to the Braita and listen to the argument between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Says Rabbi Shimon to Rabbi Yehuda, how could you possibly say that the Sar HaMishtaleach is a smicha on a korban tzibur? Don't you know that halo ein smicha ela b'ba'alim? The only one who is able to do a smicha is the owner. And on this korban, the Sar HaMishtaleach, who does the smicha? V'zeh Aharon or b'nei Aharon, they do the smicha. As it says, v'samach Aharon u'shtei yadav. So if that's the case, it cannot be that this is a smicha. What does that mean? So clearly, the idea over here is, obviously the pasuk says that v'samach, and there's no question that there's a v'samach. The question is, what's the nature of that v'samach? Is that v'samach a part of the din of smicha? Or is that v'samach a special aveda that is done not because it's smicha, because after all, smicha is only done by the owner. Now, what is behind the scenes in this machlokas? Very simple. The question, remember, we had back in Masechet Shvuot at the beginning, is this Sar HaMishtaleach a kapara for all of Klal Yisrael? Or is the Sar HaMishtaleach only a kapara for non-Kohanim? But Kohanim, they are mischaper with the par of the Kohanim, the par of Aaron. And remember, I mean, he says a special vidui, and that is a kapara. We're going to see there's two separate kaparas. One of them is the vidui, and one of them is the dam. So there has to be a different kapara for Bnei Yisrael. The kapara for Bnei Yisrael, that is the vidui on the Sar HaMishtaleach. But Aaron doesn't have any share in that. Kohanim don't have any share in that. So if Aaron is the one that's supposed to be doing the smicha, it's not because of the din of the smicha on a korban. It's a special din in the kapara of Yom HaKippurim. It has nothing to do with the normal din of smicha. That's what Rabbi Shimon is tining to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitato, as we're going to see, and we had before in Shavuos, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitato holds, oh, absolutely, the Sar HaMishtaleach is the kapara for Kohanim along with Bnei Yisrael on all issues except for Tumas Mikdash v'Kiddushav. That, indeed, is the par. Okay, but Aharon, when he does that smicha, he is doing the smicha on a korban, which is actually his as well. And he gets a kapara from it as well. And therefore, this is the other example that's given in the pasuk of a smicha on a korban tzibur. And I disagree with you about the soyer of Avodas Kochavim. There is no smicha on that korban. So let's see that inside. Omar lo Rabbi Shimon. Isn't it so that ein smicha ela b'ba'alim? And here Aaron is the one who does the smicha, and Aaron doesn't get any kapara from it. Omar lo, oh, I disagree with you, says Rabbi Yehuda. Aaron absolutely does get a kapara. Af ze Aaron ubanav mitchaprim bo. Omar Rabbi Yirmiya, look, you have to remember, this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is actually their shita all over Shas. Because this is Ozdula Ta'amayu. Because we've seen this, we've learned this in detail in various places. Take a look at this braita. Tanya v'chiper et mikdash hakodesh. So when it says, when you get to the end of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, coming up in Achrimot, so what does it say over there? וכיפר את מקדש הקודש, ואת אוהל מועד, ואת המזבח. Let's analyze that passage in detail. מקדש הקודש, what's that? Okay, that's לפני ולפנים. That's any kind of tuma that was brought לפני ולפנים gets its kapara on Yom Kippur. ואת אוהל מועד. This is a reference to the Heichal. And that's if there was any tuma that was in the Kodesh, not in the Kodesh Kodashim, but in the Kodesh. Ve'et ha-mizbeach, that means the Mizbeach Achitzai. Yechaper includes the Azorais, any kind of tuma that was nichnas la'azora requires a kapara, and it gets its kapara on Yom Kippur as well. And then the Pasuk continues on to say, ve'et ha-kohanim, Hakahal, what's that referring to? Well, the Kohanim obviously means the Kohanim. The Alkol Am Hakahal, what's that referring to? That's referring to everybody else. That's Yisrael. And then when it adds an additional Yechaper, that's referring to the Levim. Now, what is that last part talking about? Kohanim Am Hakahal Yechaper. There's obviously one kapara that they are all participating in, hushlu kulam lekapara achad. What is that single kapara? That is the mischapri besorah mishtaleach. That when it comes to anything but tuma, they all get the same kapara, and that is the besorah mishtaleach, and that is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, which of course is completely consistent with what Rabbi Yehuda says over here to Rabbi Shimon. The Kohanim get the same kapora on other avonot besides tuma. They get the same kapora as the rest of Bnei Yisrael. It's a beferish posik. Kohanim amakahal yechaper. What do you want? Says Rabbi Shimon Handy. Can I just finish the brayta, sweetie? Did we look? Yeah. Rabbi Shimon Omer? Not true. There is no kapora on the Kohanim from the Seir Lazazel. And I'll tell you where they do get the kapora. The Seir Hanase Bifnim, which is the partner, so to speak, to the Seir Mishtaleach. So remember, we've got this strange situation in which a korban is split into two. Part of it in one of its manifestations, it's the Seir Mishtaleach. It is sent la'azazel. And it's the one that gets the vidui. But its dam is not brought. Its mate, which is the one that was selected as the Seir la'ashem with the goral, the dam of the mate is brought inside. That's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And those are all of these rikas with the dam ha'sa'ir. But it does not get a vidui the way that the Seir Mishtaleach gets there. So the vidui part of it goes to the Mishtaleach, and the dam of it goes on the Seir Hanase Bifnim. Fascinating Aveda. So therefore, Tainis Rabbi Shimon, that means that there are two different elements of kapora. One kapora is the vidui, and the other kapora is the dam. So now think about it in this way. The dam of the Seir Hanase Bifnim, that is the kapara for Yisrael. And what is it a kapara for? As we learned in Shavuos, we were medayik, it's coming to be mechaper al tumas migdash v'kedoshim. So it's going to be on lefnai v'lefnim, on lefnim, and on the mizbeach, and on the azarais, fine. So that dam is mechaper for tumas migdash v'kedoshim for all of Klal Yisrael. But that is not what's mechaper on the Kohanim, because Aaron gives a special kapara on that, and that is the dam of the par, in which he says his special vidoyan. The dam of the par, forget about the vidoy, the dam of that par, obviously has bekeach to be mechaper on its own without a vidoy, because the Seir Hanase Bifnim, its dam is mechaper without a vidoy on it, so the dam of the par is also mechaper, the same kapara on Kohanim, for Tumas Migdash V'Kedosha. Now, let's think about the vidoy on the Seir Mishtaleach. Well, the vidoy of the Seir Mishtaleach is mechaper on all of the other averas, like it says, that's what he's mechaper on. So too is the vidoy that Aaron makes on the par for the Kohanim and for all of the Beis Aaron all of it is included in the vidui of the par, and that's mechaper on the Kohanim exactly what the vidui of the Sar Mishtaleach is mechaper on Yisrael. So basically, Rabbi Shimon has a brilliant vision of how the two different elements of the vidui and the dam come together when it comes to the par of Aaron, and are separated when it comes to the Seirim. The Sarah Nasa Befrim is the dam, the Sarah Nasa Bechutz is the vidui. A beautiful understanding of what is going on in Acharei Mot. And now it's time to hear what our beloved Handy has to say.
It's really a two-part question. First of all, why would we need separate kaparas for the different parts of the Beit HaMikdash?
These are philosophical issues. We don't deal with that here in the Daf Yomi. What else?
And second of all, if we do, why would we be going from the most kedusha to the less kedusha? I would think that once we have a kapara, the most kedusha.
These are wonderful questions for Acharei Mot. You only have to wait a very short time. We're holding in Tazria Mitzora already. My gosh, one more week. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll have an opportunity, Alavai, to be able to deal with those issues. So we now have a beautiful understanding of the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. But wait a minute, come on, Rabbi Shimon, I mean, the pasuk, what do you do with the pasuk? Rabbi Yehuda brought a pasuk. The pasuk equated Kohanim, Am HaKahal, Yechaper the Levim. How do you ignore that pasuk? It says that they all have a kapara. Well, yes, says Rabbi Shimon. They all have a kapara. Who says they all have the same kapara? In Hushvu, Yom Kippur is a time when the Kohanim and the Amakahal and the Yechaper, the Levim, they all have a kapara. You're absolutely correct. Miu, kol chad v'chad, mikaper benafshei. Each one of them has whatever the appropriate kapara is for that particular group of which he's a member. So now, says the Gemara, I just want to make sure that you're all on the same page as I am. So let's just go over this. So that means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav, that is a kapara to Yisrael by the Dam HaSoyer, HaNaaseh Bifnim. And the Kohanim get that same kapara of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav on the par shel Aharon. There, Rabbi Yehuda is on the same page. But B'Shar Avirot, Rabbi Yehuda holds that any other chet, elu ve'elu mechaprim, bevidui of the serv Yom HaKippurim. Masha'in Kein, according to Rabbi Shimon, were agreed on the part of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. However, when it comes to Shar Averot, the Kohanim are mischaper in the par, although not here in the dam, but in the vidui of the par. And the truth is, of course, that this was all in the first daf of Masechet Shavuos. This was in the Mishnah, Kiriktani. Echad Yisrael v'echad Kohanim v'echad Kohen Mashiach. All of them are mischaprim with the Soyer La'azazel. What this is the Tanakhama. Ma ben Yisrael l'kayanim l'kayin Mashiach. The only difference is that the Dam HaPar is mischaper on the Kayanim Atumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. That's the only difference. But as far as other Averis are concerned, they're all mischaprim with the Soyer La'azazel. Zudive Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Kishem shedam ha-seyir ha-naseh bifnim, mechaper al Yisrael, kach dam ha-par mechaper al ha-kohanim, which leaves us with an analysis of the respective viduyim. Kishem sheviduyo shel soyar mishtaleach, mechaper al Yisrael, kach viduyo shel par mechaper al ha-kohanim. Excellent. Now, let's take a look at the question of smicha. We've been talking about the din of the smicha de Sar Mishtaleach. Let's now look at the machlokes binogea the din of the smicha on the Seirei Avodas Kochavim. So according to Rabbi Shimon, Seirei Avodes Kochavim requires smicha, the same way that the Paralam Dover Shel Tzibur does, and the according to Rabbi Yehuda, they do not. So, look at the pasuk. V'samchu ziknei ha'eda et yideihem al rosh ha'par. That teaches us, says Rabbi Yehuda, that the par and only the par takes smicha, and that not the soyer. V'ein seirei avodes kochavim to unin smicha, because otherwise, why would we stress the din of the par over here? Now, this is talking about not the par at haba al kol hamitzvahs, which is a chatas. This is a reference to the par that is mentioned in Shalach as the other half of the carbon that's bechaper on Avodah Zarah. So the par part is an eilah, and it takes smicha. But the soyer part, since it stresses dafka the par, does not take smicha. So says Rabbi Yehuda, which is consistent with what he said here in the Mishnah. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. You're 100% right. The par is singled out for smicha. But it doesn't mean that the soyer doesn't get smicha. The par is singled out for smicha by the zekenim. So the par to'un smicha b'zekenim. But the seirim do not take smicha b'zekenim. They get the smicha by the kayin, by arayin. So in other words, I agree with you. Of course, when it stresses the par, it means the par and not the soyer. But that doesn't mean the par gets smicha and the soyer doesn't get smicha. It means the par gets the same smicha that the par helam dover shel tzibur, which is a chatas, gets, namely from the ziknei bezdin, and not the soyer. But the soyer still gets smicha, and it gets smicha from Aaron. But there's another brayta that seems to have a reversal of the shitas here. Take a look at this brayta. V'raminu, when it says that Aaron specifically, this bag in Achremot, V'samach Aaron et shtei yadav al rosh ha-sa'ir ha-chai v'itvadalav et kol avonot b'nei Yisrael, v'et kol pisheihem, l'kol chatosam, and then natanotam arosh ha-sair, v'shilach biyad ish iti hamidbora. Now, do I really need to know that the animal is alive if it says, and then he sends it out, biyad ish iti hamidbora? I mean, obviously it's alive. So why does it have to say al rosh ha-sair ha-chai? Obviously it's referring to the rosh ha-sair ha-chai. It's referring to the Sarah Mishtaleach. Why does it say ha-chai? To tell me that only the chai requires smicha, but seirei avodes kochavim, they do not get smicha. So if we're talking about a sayer, which sayer in the Torah gets the smicha? The one which is the chai, that is to say, the one that is the mate of the Sayer Anasa Bifnim. But the other famous sayer, which is coming also to be mechaper, which is Seirei Avodah Zarah, that does not take smicha. So says Rabbi Yehuda. Now, this already is a contradiction, gentlemen. Because even though it's consistent with the psak of Rabbi Yehuda, it's giving you a completely different mocker for the din of Rabbi Yehuda. Because a moment ago, Rabbi Yehuda was medayik from the word hapar, that only the par takes smicha and not the soyer. And now this brayta is saying that the way that Rabbi Yehuda knows that there's no smicha on the seirei avodah zarah is because it says only the soyer of the chai gets the smicha and not the seirei avodah zarah. So we've already got a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda, okay? Now, when it comes to Rabbi Shimon, we have a worse contradiction, because Rabbi Shimon Omer, but actually, the chai, Azazel, gets smicha with Aaron, but the Seirei Avodes Kochavim do not get smicha by Aaron. They get smicha with the Zekanim. A minute ago, we had Rabbi Shimon saying that it's exactly the opposite, that we learn out from the par that the Zekanim only do smicha on the par, and on the Soyer, It's the Aaron that does it. And here he's saying that from Hachai we learn out that Seirei Avodas Kochavim need smicha dafka with the Zekenim. So here it's mamish a contradiction in the Shita. Do the Zekenim do smicha on the Soyer for Avodas Kochavim or not? What does Rabbi Shimon hold? So how do we understand these two brightot? Omer of Sheshes, you're asking a kasha from two brightot when one of them is obviously off the wall. And you should have immediately seen that that brighta made no sense and recognized that there's a mistake in that brighta. You think that that first brighta made any sense? Vitizbra, ta'ach kamaita mitaratztahi. It's obviously wrong. Because what did it say? It said that the Kohen should do smicha on the Seirei Avodah Zarah. Do you remember that at the beginning of the day today, Rabbi Shimon himself was the one who pointed out that you can only have smicha that's done by the Baalim? Now, is the Kohen the Baalim of the Seirei Avodah Zarah? Of course not. So how could he have said something so stupid? He himself only holds that a smicha is achievable by the person who's getting the kapara. And in that case, it would refer to whom? The zikanim, specifically. So therefore, obviously, you should have said, what? How is that possible? So therefore, how are you going to understand that brayta? It obviously means something entirely different. A Kohen can't do a smicha on a carbon for Avodah Zarah that he wasn't part of. Ela teritzachi, the way you need to understand the brayta is like this. Hapar, you have to put them together. Hapar tells me that only the par of the oila that's brought together with the Seirei Avodah Kochavim, only the par requires smicha. The Seirei Avodah Kochavim do not require smicha at all. Okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, and that is consistent. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, the second, the thing that occurred in the second brayta, these have to be put together. Hachai, when it talks about the Seir la'Azazel, so then it says, Aaron is Samech on it. Hachai ta'un smicha ba'aron. But Seirei Avodah Kochavim, which are also a Soyer Hachai, so to speak, they don't take smicha ba'aron. They take smicha b'zakenim, because we need to have the zakenim, who were the ones that were nichshal in the Hoirah. They are the ones that have to bring the korban. And that's what Rabbi Shimon was saying to Rabbi Yehuda. Achikar amar Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. Seirei Avodah Kochavim definitely need smicha. Now, if you heard that they don't need smicha, what you heard was they don't need smicha ba'arain, but they definitely need smicha by the zakenim. And where's the marker for that? From Hachai, that only v'samach Aharon et shtei yadav on the Seir Hachai. But Aaron, stay away from that Seir. It's none of your business. The Seir for Avodas Kochavim, you're not the owner of that. And that is a carbon tzibur that requires smicha. Ah. Now, let me ask you something. According to Rabbi Yehuda, why do we need a pasuk? I mean, he brings a pasuk to say, only the par needs smicha, the Seir doesn't need smicha. I thought we have a halacha l'meshim Sinai, that there's only two smichas b'tzibur. So if, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah says beferish that Aaron is somech on the Sarah Mishtaleach, and the Torah says beferish that the Zekinim are besomech on the par habal called HaMitzvah, is not to be confused with the par that we're referring to here, which is the par that's brought together with the Seirei Avodah Kochavim, so then it's a given. There's only two. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me, don't do smicha on the Seir that is brought for Avodah Zarah? Of course not. We have a Kabbalah al-Meshem Sinai that we only do a maximum of two korbanas in the Tzibur, and those two are the ones that it mentions beferish in the pasuk. That is, the Sarah Mishtaleach, which according to Rabbi Yehuda Aharon is, in fact, a member of the kapara, and therefore he's doing a natural and normal smicha, as opposed to Rabbi Shimon, who says he can't do a smicha, he doesn't get kapara from it. And why would I need, therefore, a posik if I have a local measure me Sinai? Oh, truth is, it's a girsa bi'alma. It's just an easy way to remember that the posik itself makes it clear, but it's not that he really needs it. That's the most reasonable approach to the girsa bi'alma. Rashi brings an alternative in which he actually doesn't hold. He didn't have the Kabbalah. Well, we'll stick with this. Now, Rabbi Shimon, let me ask you. See, you're claiming that they do require smicha. But where does it say that they require smicha? Well, it says, by a seir nosi, v'samach yado arosh ha-seir. Now, remember, this is a beautiful chazara, guys. The seir nosi is a typical chatas, same as any chatas that a yochid brings, save for one difference, that since the person who's bringing it is a nasi, he brings a male soyer instead of the choice of si'ira or kifsa that a normal person, a hedyot, would bring. Now, in that parsha of the soyer nasi, which is the parsha, the transition parsha between the par helam dover shel tzibur and the prior Par Koyen Mashiach on the one side, and the Si'ira, or the Kivsa, on the other side of the Yochid, it says that the Soyer, we're talking about a Soyer, and it repeats the word Soyer. It says that the Nasi should be Samach Yado Al Rosh HaSa'ir, which is certainly not necessary. It should have just said the Samach Yado Al Rosho, because the Pasuk said he should be maybe Sa'ir. So it says, bring a Sa'ir, that Visamach Yado Al Rosho. Why does it say an additional mention of a Sa'ir? Now, this is, again, a hint about another Sa'ir. So in these parshas of Si'irim, we've got all these ramazim from one sayer to another sayer. We've seen this consistently. If it's the sayer hachai, as opposed to that sayer, if it's the sayer of Avedis Kerchovim, what is this sayer that is mentioned again when it comes to the nasi? That is a remez, the bimarbe, nachshon's sayer. Nachshon? Yes, remember that all of the nasiim brought their special korbanos for the Chanukah Samishkan, and every one of them brought a soyer besides the other korbanos. And that is, they're all called soyer Nachshon because he was the first of the Nasiim to bring, right? So that soyer Nachshon also required smicha, and that's what it's coming to be marba in the parsha of soyer Nasi, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, that's not what it's coming to be marba. It's coming to be marba a different seir, the seirei avodas kerchavim, that they all require smicha. Because Rabbi Shimon's general approach was, a chatas that is brought lifnim requires smicha, but not a chatas that is brought b'chutz. Therefore, the Soyer Nachshon, which was brought b'chutz, does not require smicha, and Dafka, it's the Soyer for Avodas Kerchovim, which is brought b'fnim, that's the Se'irim HaNisrafim, and we had that b'feresh in the Mishnah in Ezu Mekayman. Purim HaNisrafim, U'Se'irim HaNisrafim, that's what we're talking about. And those are the ones that need smicha. What do I need the whole jazz over here at the end? I understand. You want to bring me the pasuk? Bring me the pasuk. What do I care about Shahoya, Rabbi Shimon, Omer? I mean, like, why the universals over here? No, you're right. I don't need it. I brought it so that you should just remember very clearly as a simon. You want to remember which sayer. Rabbi Shimon holds requires smicha. Just remember that it cannot be the Soyer Nachshon. So we've got the Soyer Dasi, we've got the Soyer Nachshon, we've got the Soyer Anasa Bifnim, we've got the Soyer Anasa Bachutz, and we've got Seirei Avodas Kerchovim, all of which, in this happy day of dancing Seirim, we have managed to deal with. But wait, How does Rabbi Shimon know that the Sayer that's mentioned over here is the reference to the Sayer that is brought for Avodas Kochavim? Maybe it's coming to tell me that the Sayer Anase Bifnim on Yom Kippur actually needs smicha. Why does he use it to tell me the Sayer that is for Avodas Kochavim? Well, I mean, it has to be similar to the Sayer Nasi, doesn't it? After all, we're being marred by the din through the Sayer Nasi. So the same way that the Sayer Nasi is mechaper al averot mitzvah yidua, we know precisely what avera was done with the Sayer Nasi. It's like any other chatas. He knows what he did. He brings a carbon for what he did, and so on. But what is the Sayer that is mechaper on Tumas Migdash V'Kedeshav in the Sayer Nasi Bifnim? Do we know? No, we do not know. Actually, the Sayer Nasi Bifnim on Yom Kippur is only mechaper on the possibility that there was such a chet. And when we actually find out about that chet, then the person who did that chet is going to have to bring a carbon out of the yard, because that's the carbon that you bring on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedeshav. So why would I bring a din of smicha from the Nasi, who is doing a standard smicha on a standard chatas, which would make perfectly good sense if I'm using it to be marbe the Sayer of Avodah Zarah, where I know exactly what was done wrong? Why would I instead use it to tell me that I need smicha on something that I don't even know what was done wrong? That doesn't make sense. Therefore, of course, Rabbi Shimon uses it to tell me the halacha of the Sayer that is brought for Yom, that is brought for Avodah Zarah. So let me ask you another question. Didn't we have Ravina before? Ravina said we have halacha l'mashe b'Sinai that there are two smichot that are done b'tzibur, two and no more than two. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that the Seire Avodah Zarah need smicha? It's part of the halacha l'mashe b'Sinai, isn't it? So if Rabbi Shimon holds that Aaron or the Kayanim are not part of the Seir L'Azazel, there's only one thing that's left, and that would be the Seir Avodah Zarah. Where else do we have a Korban B'tzibur that takes a smicha? It's got to be that. So why do we need these Ksukim? Nope. We need both. We need the Hilchata, and we need the Ksukim. I'll tell you why. Because if we only had the Psukim, I might have thought, you didn't think about this one, you thought we covered all of the Korbanos, right? No, there's another Korban Tzibur. And what is that? Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, that is brought on Shavuos. So I would have thought that maybe Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur are the Korban Tzibur that need smicha. Like we basically had asked, remember, we had before in the fifth parak, we had a kasha that we asked based on that idea. I'm going to remind you about that kasha now, says the Gemara. Remember the kasha that we had on the Mishnah back in the fifth parak of Kol HaMenachot Ba'ot? So that was before on Daf Samech Aleph. So what did it say there in the Mishnah? Omar Rabbi Shimon, remember this? There's three different types of karbanas, which between them require three different mitzvahs, but each one of them only has two out of the three. Remember that beautiful Mishnah? So those three mitzvahs, remember, were tnufa chai, tnufa shochut, and smicha. And those three karbanas, actually between them, had different parts of those mitzvahs. So a shlomim and an asher mitzvah and the zivchei shalmei tzibur. Between them, they only have, each one has two out of those three. And we asked on them, on that mimer of Rabbi Shimon, we said, why don't we say that it should be a kal v'chomer that Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur should also need smicha, and not only tenufa chai and tenufa shochut? Why? Because here's a kal v'chomer. If regular shlamim of a yochid, they don't require tenufa while they're alive, but they do require smicha, so then for Kol Shekein, the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, which do require tenufa when they're alive, should for sure require smicha. That's why we need the Hilchasa to tell me, no, there's only two, and you can't include the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. But if I only had the halacha, I wouldn't know which two, because I don't know. I only know that there are two, but I don't know how to explain away the fact that we should have this kal v'chomer. Kamash malan. That's why we're coming with the pasuk. We're learning it from Sayer Nasi, and that teaches us it's the carbon that is similar to the carbon of the Sayer Nasi, namely, that it's bechaper on a mitzvah yidu'ah. Ha! Whew! That was really something, man. Amazing. Okay, so we've gone through all of our Karbonis Tzibur, we've gone through all of the Se'irim, and we've understood the Diyukim in the Pasuk and the interrelationship with the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai about which Karbonot HaTzibur require smicha, and we've learned that you may think that a smicha is a smicha because it looks like a smicha, and it tastes like a smicha, and it sounds like a smicha, and it says, V'samach Aaron l'shtei yadav, but that doesn't mean it's a smicha. It just means it's a smicha. So that the smicha as part of the Aveda is not necessarily the din of a smicha on the carbon for the carbon. It's a separate din in a kapara. Now, that is a completely new idea that we discovered today, which Rabbi Shimon points out has got to be the way to understand the fact of the placing the hands of Aaron. Don't confuse that with smicha. Okay, now, the next part of the Mishnah said that the only karbanot that are excluded in the karbanot ha-yachid are the bechor and the meiser and the pesach. So that's what we said. Kol korbanot ha-yachid tu'unim smicha, chutz mi-bechor u-meiser u-pesach. So now, how exactly do we know that? So in the parsha, we've got a repetition many times of the word korbano. Let's think about those circuit. Ve'im zevach shlamim korbano. V'samach yado al rosh korbano. Ve'imin atzon korbano v'zevach shlamim. V'samach et yado al rosh korbano. Ve'im eiz korbano. And so on. So every one of these types of shlamim, it stresses korbano and then tells us the din of smicha. Now, korbano, it doesn't have to say. I mean, it could have just said ve'imin atzon and so on. So the korbano tells us dafka, this korban, but not something else. So let's analyze each one of them. So korbano, that first korbano, that tells me only his korban that he's bringing as a gift, korbano, but not a bechor. A bechor is not included in the din of smicha. If it hadn't been for the pasuk, I would have said, isn't it a kal v'chomer? Sheyocho v'halodinu. If a regular shlomi, which is not kodesh from the instant that it's born, and nonetheless it requires smicha, a bechor that is so kodesh that it's even kodesh mirechem, eno din sheton smicha, that's why we have that first korbano, v'lo ha-bechor. Now, what's the next korbano that we have in the pasuk? It stresses again, korbano. Only what he's bringing as a gift, as opposed to what? Not maaser. And again, I would have thought it's a kal v'chomer. If a regular shlomi doesn't have that magical quality of being able to call a different carbon number 9 and a different carbon number 11, and we'll make 11, 10, and we'll make 9, 10. I mean, that's crazy. Only a meiser can do that. A shloman can't make something else a korban. It's not mekachin lifneihem b'lacharehem, and nonetheless it requires smicha, a meiser that has that special quality, which is mekadesh lefanav v'la'acharav. Eino din shaton smicha. That's why we need this second korbanot. Now, what about the third korbanot? The third korbanot is the talmi korbanot v'lo pesach, because you would remember, all of these korbanos are essentially shlamim, except that we don't do the nesachim, the smicha. Now, we're going to ask later on, yeah, but we also don't do the nesachim. Okay, fine, we'll talk about that in a moment. But we have the special pasuk there for talking about the various shlamim that you bring, whether you're bringing it from the tzon or from the izim and so on. So the third one is korbano v'lo pesach. Again, I would have said it's a kal v'chomer, a regular shlamim that I bring as a gift. Do I have to bring it? No. Torah doesn't demand that I bring it. It's eno ba'amod v'havei. And nonetheless, it needs smicha. A Pesach that the Torah says, get up here and bring that carbon Pesach. So then isn't it clear that it's going to be more chamor? Eno din sheta'un smicha. Talmud lomar korbano v'lo ha'pesach. Perfect. Hey, wait a minute. None of these kal v'chomers are serious. I could point out in every single one of them that you cannot make a kal v'chomer because a shlamim is much more chomer. A shlamim has nesachim. A shlamim has tenufa of chazav v'shok. Maybe that's why it requires also smicha. Masha enkein, these karbanais, the pesach, and the meiser, and the bechor, they don't ever get nisachin. They don't get tenufas chazav v'shok. So why would they get the smicha? I wouldn't have thought they would get smicha. You're right. It's basically, these psukim are not needed. They're just esmachtas. But it's true, there isn't any basis for us to think that they would get smicha. What do you mean? So then what are they for? I mean, don't they teach anything, the psukim? What do you mean they're esmachtas? But what is the meaning of the pasuk? So then, kroy lomali, we have three korbanos. One is korbano velo korban chavero, that you cannot do smicha for someone else as a shliach. The other one is korbano velo korban akum. There is no smicha on a korban brought by an akum. And the third one is korbano comes to include, is it yours? Did you say you're going to bring it? Yeah, but there's another 53 people that joined up. We will bring it all together. I don't care. Is it yours or not? L'rabot kol bale korban l'smicha. So if you all got together, you're all going to need to do smicha.